The wicked woman was greatly pleased with the success of her trick, for as long as she had one of the shoes, she owned half the power of their charm, and Dorothy could not use it against her, even had she known how to do so. The little girl, seeing she had lost one of her pretty shoes, grew angry, and said to the witch, "Give me back my shoe!" "I will not," retorted the witch, "for it is now my shoe, and not yours." "You are a wicked creature," cried Dorothy. "You have no right to take my shoe from me." "I shall keep it just the same," said the witch, laughing at her. "Ha, ha, ha. And some day I shall get the other one from you too." This made Dorothy so very angry that she picked up the bucket of water that stood near and dashed it over the witch, wetting her from head to foot. Instantly the wicked woman gave a loud cry of fear, and then, as Dorothy looked at her in wonder, the witch began to shrink and fall away. "See what you have done!" she screamed. "In a minute I shall melt away!" "I'm very sorry indeed," said Dorothy, who was truly frightened to see the witch actually melting away like brown sugar before her very eyes. "Didn't you know water would be the end of me?" asked the witch, in a wailing, despairing voice. "Of course not," answered Dorothy. "How should I?" "Well, in a few minutes I shall be all melted, and you will have the castle to yourself. I have been wicked in my day, but I never thought a little girl like you would ever be able to melt me and end my wicked deeds. Look out! Here I go!"
L. Frank Baum, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, 1900.